Some American soldiers are also facing court proceedings. An investigation of prisoner abuse in Iraq blames a group of soldiers on the night shift at Abu Ghraib. The report also criticizes the Pentagon's most senior military and civilian leaders. The panel blames those leaders for a lack of oversight and other failures. But the independent civilian investigators did not recommend any disciplinary action against those senior officials. Here's NPR's Eric Westervelt.
The Pentagon-appointed panel, headed by former Defense Secretary James Schlesinger, calls the abuse at Abu Ghraib acts of brutality and purposeless sadism. In most cases, Schlesinger says, the abuse had nothing to do with attempts to extract useful intelligence from prisoners.
There was sadism on the night shift at Abu Ghraib, sadism that was certainly not authorized. It was kind of Animal House on the night shift.
Non-commissioned officers on that shift, as well as military intelligence and police brigade commanders inside the prison, get the bulk of the blame. But the Schlesinger panel, for the first time in an official report, spreads blame up the chain of command, citing serious leadership failures at the highest levels. While the panel says they found no evidence abuse was sanctioned by senior leaders, the report faults confusing and deficient guidelines by leaders on permissible interrogation techniques and prison policies. Commanders also failed to shift much-needed resources to the prison once they realized Abu Ghraib was in chaos. James Schlesinger.
The weaknesses at Abu Ghraib were well known, and that corrective action could have been taken and should have been taken. We believe that there is institutional and personal responsibility right up the chain of command as far as Washington is concerned.
As the guerrilla insurgency expanded, so did the number of Iraqi detainees captured in U.S. sweeps and raids. The panel criticizes the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, as well as U.S. Central Command, and senior military leaders in Iraq for not realizing sooner that the reservist police unit at Abu Ghraib was overwhelmed by the influx of prisoners. The report found there were too few trained interpreters, guards, and interrogators. The report also chastises the Joint Chiefs and Central Command for failing to plan for a major guerrilla insurgency, and also for not adapting more quickly once the potency of the insurgency became clear. Panel member Harold Brown was President Carter's Secretary of Defense. He says inadequate Pentagon planning set the underlying context for Iraqi prisoner abuse.
Some contingencies were planned for, but they didn't include what happened. That was a breakdown of order, widespread looting, infrastructure destruction, and the emergence of strong resistance to the occupation. And that was, instead of what was expected, a large number of relatively passive prisoners of war.
The report calls the military leadership inside the prison weak and ineffectual, but is especially critical of Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, who until recently was the senior military commander in Iraq. General Sanchez failed to ensure proper staff oversight, the report says, adding, "We believe Lieutenant General Sanchez should have taken stronger action in November when he realized the extent of the leadership problems at Abu Ghraib," end quote. Former Congresswoman and panel member Tilly Fowler cited a string of missed opportunities.
The warning signs were there, but they went unnoticed or were ignored. Time and again, we found examples of leaders failing to exercise the judgment, awareness, and resourcefulness necessary to recognize the magnitude of this problem.
Despite implicit evidence of systemic fundamental failures in the military detention system, panel members called for no high-level resignations or disciplinary action. They were focused on war, former Defense Secretary Schlesinger said, not detention operations. Still, former Secretary Brown said of Abu Ghraib, "A lot of careers are going to be ruined over this." The report makes 14 recommendations, including a call for the CIA and Defense Department to coordinate more closely on interrogation guidelines. Several human rights groups called the report inadequate. Amnesty International's Alex Arriaga says it's refreshing the report acknowledges the breadth of abuse, but she says it leaves too many questions unanswered.
It only looked at the responsibilities of the Defense Department. It didn't look at other agents of the U.S. government who are also believed to be holding prisoners in detention. In particular, the CIA and the Department of Justice in setting guidelines, and others perhaps in Homeland Security, but other agencies that would have been involved in the guidelines and in implementing the policies abroad.
Amnesty and others continue to call for a special counsel and a broad independent commission to look at all U.S. military detention facilities around the world. Another report is due today. This one focused on military intelligence at Abu Ghraib. It's expected to recommend some 24 additional people for possible legal punishment in the scandal. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, The Pentagon.